Number 19, take care of your spine. Now, this is a huge topic for me, and we could spend hours and days talking about the importance of taking care of your spine. And as a chiropractor, I'm certainly an expert on it, and it's certainly something that's very, very much important to me and what I do. But today, I just want to cover the basics on why it is wise and why it's so important to make sure that your spine is healthy. First off, why is it number 19? Why am I, as a chiropractor, not talking about this as number one? Just so you understand that, when I take care of people's spines, part of the way that I provide care is there's a lot of extraneous and outside things that I try to get people to work on as far as healthy habits and being able to be aware of themselves and take care of themselves so that everything you do taking care of your spine is going to have the greatest benefit to your life. Now, what is the spine's importance? Number one, very outwardly, you can see from the chart over my shoulder here, is the spine holds us upright and gives us our posture. And the way the posture is the head's over the shoulders sit over the hips sit over the feet. And when we want to take care of this so that we can keep it nice and upright and we don't fall and fold over as time goes on. So it's wise to make sure we have an awareness of that spine. Number two, it houses and protects your spinal cord, the access of your brain's communication system to the rest of the body. And the nerves come out between that, and they keep your brain in communication with all the different parts, organs, and cells of your body, as many as it can possibly attach to, so that the brain can control and coordinate this whole beautiful thing we call a body. And so we want to make sure that it's as upright and it's moving and all the pieces of it are working as healthy as possible. And sure, is being upright against gravity certainly going to beat us up over time? It is, which is why we just work on making sure we're taking care of it, keeping it as healthy as possible so that everything that it works with is going to be as healthy as possible too. Because if the brain can't communicate to it, then the brain's not going to be able to help it be very healthy. And at that point, nutrition and walking and a lot of various things don't do as much for us because it cannot keep and coordinate and take in all those nutrients and work the exercise to rebuild what's going on. Now, if you study skeletal anatomy, they'll tell you that there's two different skeletons, really. We have what's called an appendicular skeleton, and that's how our arms move, and that's our legs and our pelvic girdle and our shoulder girdle. And then the other part is what we call the axial skeleton, and the spine is the biggest piece of that entire thing. So it's really an axis, and that axis we want to keep upright, because the more we keep that upright, more we understand our own intrinsic posture, and we take care of the intrinsic postural muscles. That's what we talked about in low back exercises. The more that you're going to have a good axis for everything to go around, and the more ease your body is going to have to do the things that you demand of it. And that's in our life, our work, our leisure, it's what we eat, it's what we think. A lot of stuff impacts and works on that spine. Now, the one piece that I want to go over is I have a lot of people say, well, I do these muscular exercises, and certainly the low back exercises we talked about back in video 6 are important. But I want everybody also to remember that in bones are held together by ligaments, not by muscles. Muscles use bones in order to move other bones. But in spinal care, as in many other parts of your body where bone is involved, you have to understand a little bit about ligament structure. Now, in ligaments need a long, constant stretch in order to change. That's why if I keep in this position for long enough, eventually I'm going to change the ligaments. If I work on keeping it in this position long enough, I'm going to work on changing those ligaments too. And you can do muscular exercises all day. It's not going to make a great deal of difference overall on the underlying structure. That's why chiropractors adjust your spine to get the ligaments to change so that everything flows smoother. And so it's wise to understand these principles we call CREEP in order to take care of ligaments. Spinal care is more about just muscular care. It's about what's under the surface. And the other thing I want you to understand before we go today is keeping this healthy and this spine healthy and functioning doesn't mean you never have problems, you never have health challenges, you never have any type of sickness. What it is it's making certain that the communication system and the overall body has as much efficiency and as much health as possible. So when the sickness, when the problem, when the crisis comes along, You have some of the greatest tools available to you in order to meet the challenge, in order to overcome it, in order to keep going. It's part of that underlying whole piece of your body to keep health first and foremost in what's going on. It's proactive rather than reactive. It's in proactive rather than even preventative. We don't want to prevent problems. We want to make sure we have everything to work with so we don't have to be as concerned with the problems when they come. And that's the importance of taking care of your spine. And I recommend reading up a little bit on ligaments and different stretches. I would recommend asking a chiropractor, certainly, that's going to take a look at x-rays and go over a lot of this with you, because they're certainly going to be the most qualified in your individual case, because every spine is unique. And do something out there to learn about and take care of your spine, your spinal column, and everything that it works with.